In a world that understands power as external, the intellect often functions without the compassionate influence of the heart. This creates situations in which intellectual power is used as a weapon to harm others, to exert willpower without tenderness. When the intellect is used to design or develop or produce weapons, for example, it is not being used as it was intended. When an industry or a plant is designed or built or operated without consideration for its effects upon the earth, upon human life, and upon the environment, the intellect is not being used as it was intended. When you plan to profit at another's expense, you are not using your intellect as it was intended. In a world of five-sensory humans that understand power as external, intuitive knowledge is not regarded as knowledge and, therefore, it is not processed. It is not submitted to the intellect. It is not expanded or studied or made technical and disciplined. Just as we were taught to develop and employ cognition, to think things through, so too can we learn to develop and employ intuition, to ask for guidance and receive it. Just as there are technologies to discipline the mind, such as analytical thinking, studying, repetition, and respect for the mechanism, so too there are techniques to engage and discipline the intuition. The first of these is to honor emotional cleansing at all times. If you are emotionally blocked and you cannot, or you do not know what you feel, or if you have blocked what you feel so effectively that you become emotionless, you become a negative person, and you also create a physically diseased body. By keeping your emotions clear, emotional negativity does not reside in you, and you become lighter and lighter. This opens your intuitive track because it allows you a clear sense of loving. It brings you closer to unconditional love and renders you harmless. It lightens the quality of your frequency, so to speak, and therefore the guidance that you receive is clear and unobstructed as it enters your system. This requires that you clear yourself each day of your emotional impacts. Just as you dispose of your physical body waste and toxins, so too dispose of your emotional waste and toxins by finishing emotionally unfinished business, by not going to bed in anger, by seeing that you do not feel contaminated emotionally, and by learning to work with and to honor your emotional currents of energy. The second is a cleansing nutritional program. Being physically toxic interferes with intuition. The third is to honor the guidance that you receive. Emotional and physical cleansing lead to intuition, and this leads to learning to respond. You must be willing to hear what your intuition says and act accordingly. Many people do not wish to hear what can be heard so easily, and therefore they deny that they hear anything. The fourth is to allow yourself an orientation of openness toward your life and the universe. To approach the questions in your life with a sense of faith and trust that there is a reason for all that is happening, and that that reason, at its heart, is always compassionate and good. This is an essential thought that needs to be in place in order to activate and cultivate intuition.